You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a license in bariatrics and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents would tune in to watch their favorite gravity-challenged bus driver, Ralph Cramden. Typically comes in two choices of colors, brown or white, and a variety of names, visceral, epicardial, or subcutaneous. Known by its scientific name, adipose tissue, it's a necessary bane of our physiology we all share, or at least wish we could, literally. In rock and rhythm, many artists gained it as a nickname, while others extolled their love for its enhancement to the female form. But whatever you call it, whether you like a little or a lot, we feel we could all stand to lose a few pounds of it. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, plant yourself on your couch and adjust your paniculus as we get fat with The Hawks, Andre Williams, Sonny Hall and the Echoes, The Rockabouts, King Perry, Hines and the Wild Boys, Louis Jordan, Bobby Rutledge and the Cimarrons, Sonny Boy Williamson, and what would a show about fat be without excess? Well, we'll tip the scales with Otis Redding for dessert.
Am I wrong? Or did it just get fatter in here?
A song review in Billboard noted, raucous vocal by lead and group on catch novelty rocker, with funny lyrics about a guy who loves a girl who's a mess. 3 stars. Released on the Chancellor label in 1958, that's about the bulk of what I got for the Rockabouts. She's a fat girl.
She's a fat girl.
That ain't no lie.
She's ugly.
That ain't no lie.
She's cross-eyed.
That ain't no lie.
She got big ears.
That ain't no lie.
She got buck teeth.
That ain't no lie.
Do love her?
Yes, you love her.
Well, she's a fat girl.
That ain't no lie.
She's ugly.
That ain't no lie.
She's cross-eyed.
That ain't no lie.
She got big ears.
That ain't no lie.
She got buck teeth.
That ain't no lie.
Do love her?
Yes, you love her.
He couldn't sing, but he could dance and hustle. Zephyr, aka Andre Williams, earned a nefarious reputation beginning with Detroit's Fortune label, where he cut his biggest hit. In 1956, Andre co-wrote and recorded a funky novelty with a group he was loosely associated, the $5, but quietly re-recorded it with another backing group and took full writer's credit. That version ballooned up the charts and was leased to the larger Epic label for bigger distribution, much to the chagrin of the now-forgotten $5, bacon fat.
Thank you. Tennessee. All my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call bacon fat. It goes. Oh, have mercy. Help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. Have mercy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Play it good, now play it good. Oh, have mercy. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Have mercy. Have mercy, young'un. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Was he a fat one?
Yeah.
That was me!
New Orleans impresario Dave Bartholomew liked his singers fat. In fact, he had two in his pen that bore that description. Fats Domino and the recondite but equally as plump Fat Man Matthews. Bartholomew had the idea of pairing Fat Man with gospel group The Humming Four to create the vocal group The Hawks. The ensemble never generated any hits, but sure did make for some meaty R&B. 1954's He's the Fat Man.
Some call me fat, some call me stout, but I got the love all the women brags about.
He's a fat man, the playboy of his time. He's a fat man, and he's good to have around.
I keep you cool in the summer, I
so
keep
cool.
You warm in the fall.
So
I have plenty money and I'm really on the ball.
He's a fat man, the playboy of his time. He's a fat man and he's good to have
Batman, and it's good to have a ride.
Houston's Pappy Daily sold his successful Star Day label and immediately launched a new label called D in 1958. One of its first singles was this Little Richard meets rockabilly tune by the obscure Sonny Hall and the Echoes, My Big Fat Baby.
She's my big fat baby, but she sure look good to me. Big fat baby, but she sure look good to me. I'm gonna tell the world I'm gonna ask her to marry me. Well, saw that girl walking down the street last night. Saw that girl walking down the street last night. Don't know what's wrong, but she just don't treat me right. No, no, don't go. Come back here. Love me more, she my big fat baby, but she sure look good to me. I'm gonna tell the world I'm gonna ask her to marry me. Wow! Ah, she my big fat baby, but she sure look good.
Bassist for the British instrumental group The Tornadoes, Heinz Burt drew the focus of the group's infamous producer, Joe Meek. Although his reasons were likely due to his unreciprocated attraction for Heinz, Meek nudged him to go solo, thereby ending the successful Tornadoes. But finding little solo chart success, one of the last singles the two collaborated featured future 70s guitar god Ritchie Blackmore as part of backing group The Wild Boys, 1965's Big Fat Spider.
I'm like a big fat spider waiting for some fluff to come by. I'm like a big fat spider gonna track me a fly. She's gonna shout out like I said when I get her in my web. I'm like a big fat spider waiting for some fluff to come by. We'll be right back.
Honker Oliver, a.k.a. King Perry, hailed from Indiana but toiled in relative obscurity and recorded for the usual slew of micro-labels until his brand of music grew passé. Perry cut a stout version of Lucky Millinder's Big Fat Mama for Excelsior Records, but when? The song erroneously appears on the Perry Anthology CD, 1945 to 1949, but appears to have been recorded and briefly released in 1950, then re-released in 1954.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a whole lot of mama.
Yes, indeed.
I want a great big mama.
That's all you need.
I want a big fat mama to tell my troubles to.
I want a big fat mama.
She gotta be big and round.
I want a big fat mama.
Who can really go to town?
I want a big fat mama.
Fine but a bowl. I want a big fat mama who knows just what to do. She's gotta be cool in the summer, warm in the fall, hot in the winter, but that ain't all. In the spring, real fine, fine like wine. A four-season mama and mine all mine. A big fat mama to tell my troubles to. All in the spring, real fine, fine like wine. Four season mama and mine, all mine. A big fat mama who knows just what to do.
I want a big fat mama. I want a big fat mama. I want a big fat mama. A big fat mama with the meat shaking on her bone.
More hillbilly than rockabilly, Ohio's Bobby Rutledge and the Cimarrons were the house band for WADC in Akron, and cut a couple 1956 singles for the micro-label Zip, which was ironically about all the label ever released. Go Slow, Fatso.
Why would he say, hey, Fatso, get out of the way?
I don't know, maybe the phrase just fits.
As early as 1925, Virginia Liston sang about fattening frogs for snakes. But what does it mean? Well, an apt analogy would be how the music of black artists from the 30s, 40s, and 50s would be mined by white artists of the 60s for great fiscal reward and fame, while the originating black artists would remain largely penniless and obscure. Now, calling the artists of the 60s snakes is not completely fair, but you get the point. Here is Sonny Boy Williamson's 1957 reworking of Bumblebee Slim's Fat and Frogs for Snakes.
It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar, I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. Back in 1930, I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. All right now. I got to correct all of my mistakes. Well, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes.
Louis Jordan had several fat songs in his repertoire, but my favorite was a cut from 1947, which Decca chose not to release until 1952, at a time when Jordan no longer threw his weight around the charts. You're Much Too Fat.
Why, honey, what happened to you? You're so huge. Why, when I left home 2 months ago, you were a perfect 16. Now you look so blimpish. Why, what you been eating, honey? Why, look at you. You're much too fat and that's that. You're much too fat and that's that. We're gonna waltz if you don't cut out all those chocolate malls. You're much too fat and that's that. You're much too fat and that's that. I'm gonna go where my dough don't go just to make you grow. You better lose it, you can't use it. All that fat you got on that frame. You better choose right or sing the blues in the night. On that blubber will rest the blame. You're much too fat and that's that. You're much too fat and that's that. You hear me say I'm on my way, cause you're much too fat and that's that. Thank you. since you can't use it, all that fat you got on that frame. You better choose right or sing the blues in the night. On that blubber will rest the blame. You're much too fat and that's that. You're much too fat and that's that. You hear me say I'm on my way, and that's your bad news day. You're much too large, you look just like a barge. You ain't so great with all that freight. Oh, honey, you're so fat, and baby, that's that.
Well, this kid, he's our age, but he's fat, real fat. He weighs close to 180, but, you know, it's not his fault. It's his glands.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Conrad Gessner. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. When you're a singer from Macon, Georgia, you're likely to emulate its greatest R&B export, Little Richard. So in 1961, Otis Redding cut a tune for the Confederate label, adorned with the apropos rebel flag, and apparently label owner Bobby Smith was oblivious to the paradox of selling R&B on such a label, and quickly reissued it on a label he dubbed Orbit. Either way, it didn't sell. Fat Gal.
I see the back end.